A Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3.
Most people or businesses who want to borrow money, standard is you go to a bank. But there's another form of financing and it's starting to get more attention. It's called P2P lending or peer-to-peer lending. It's basically an online system where individual investors fund loans or even portions of a loan to individual borrowers. It's an alternative. It's a growing alternative to what we see as traditional lending. In fact, Singapore investment firm Temasek Holdings has just invested in one such financing platform, Validus Capital. It is one of the investors in the Series B funding round, which raised $20.5 million. My guest right now is Vikas Nahata, co-founder and executive chairman of Validus Capital. Vikas, good morning.
Good morning.
And you are a longtime Manchester United fan. we both were up late last night watching this game. It should have been ours.
It should have been. It was painful.
It was. But, you know, if you can survive three injuries in the first 20 minutes, it shows the quality of our team. Just had to put that out there. It's very important that people get reminded of this. Okay. Vikas, Validus Capital, tell us how your business works.
Okay. Well, good morning to all the listeners again. And I think what we bring to the table as a platform, we connect brick and mortar small businesses in countries like Singapore and expanding to ASEAN to alternative sources of funding and financing, especially when these small and medium businesses win projects.
Okay.
And our approach is more proactive than reactive. So we kind of try and figure out when they want a project and when they need that financing. And usually the financing is short term and it's a debt nature financing. And then we bring them onto the platform after due diligence and we connect them to what we have on our platform, our accredited lenders, not retail. So we differentiate from a lot of platforms in that sense. So we have very high net worth individuals, family offices, institutions that provide this financing to these small and medium businesses in Singapore. We've grown by about 360%. We've disbursed almost 180 plus million in the last two and a half years.
Okay.
And this year itself, I think we'll cross over at 200. So cumulatively about roughly 400 million in financing to these businesses that are underserved by traditional institutions.
So mainly SMEs are the ones that benefit you. Any examples of SMEs that might have benefited from your service?
Absolutely. I think, you know, a small case study that we have, and it's typical for pretty much every SME, and especially for the brick and mortar businesses. So there was this business that was dealing in analytical services, and they won a large contract from one of the blue chip companies in Singapore. And we have a partnership with this company that we can finance 6,000 of its SME vendors. And we have enough data on them to make credit decisions fairly fast in 48 hours, rather than wait 4 weeks like a traditional institution would. And this SME won a $6.5 million contract. The earlier years, the revenues of this SME were close to $1 or $1.5 million. As pretty much every small and medium business has, it doesn't have collateral to give for financing.
So that's why the bank couldn't lend them money.
Absolutely. And when they came to us, because we had that data and that track record of their performance, which we used to run through our credit algorithm, this SME actually got a Kickstarter loan from us for 6 months, almost 400,000 plus. And this was, he was able to actually complete the project, the 7 million project, and his revenues grew from, you know, 1.5 million to 6.5, 7 million in that particular year.
Okay. Can we talk about the kind of investors and borrowers that you attract? I mean, are they from a certain demographic or a certain sector? Could you share more?
Well, as far as the borrowing businesses go, they're more brick and mortar. We are sector agnostic, which means that from marine to construction to F&B, manufacturing, everything comes in. We have a diversified pool. And as far as the lenders go, we only do accredited lenders, which means really high net worth individuals who understand the risk versus reward ratio and therefore are coming in to give that sustainable financing to these businesses.
So if I'm a high net worth individual, I could look at your company as an opportunity or an option to so-called diversify my portfolio and look at some company to invest in.
Absolutely. And you know, you have an auto-invest feature.
Right.
So you go in there and you tweak the sliders, you choose your credit risk, you choose how much of your AUM you want to put in one SME. So So therefore, you diversified across a lot of businesses. And that's how you are able to, you know, get the SME asset class in your portfolio.
Okay, okay. For an SME, I see it as an opportunity to expand my investor pool. In terms of taking these loans, right? So I'm an SME, I'm coming to you. You're able to set me up with someone that matches the in terms of interest. What kind of interest rates am I looking at in terms of the loans I get from Validus Capital? How is it different from a bank?
A very good question. I think, firstly, we have to understand that every single financing facility that's given out is zero collateral. Mm-hmm. So we have to compare apples to apples. We go as low as even 4.5%, 5% annualized and upwards to possibly about 20%, 21%, 22%, depending on the kind of loan, the risk factor, how long has that SME been in business and what kind of track record do they have.
Okay.
On average, I would say it's close to early double digits, so maybe 10%, 11% annualized, mm-hmm. but as low as 5%, 6% if they're working with a large corporate that we understand and we have a partnership with.
Okay. Vikas Nahata, co-founder and executive chairman of Validus Capital in the studio. We're talking about the peer-to-peer lending industry. But I also do understand that you guys are planning to work with banks. So how is this relationship going to work out? I mean, investors I can understand, but if you're working with banks, then you're both after the same pie. Both of you are after people like SMEs who want to borrow.
Well, not exactly, because okay. banks prefer collateralized loans or that have some underlying security. We come in there with more agility. We're able to understand surrogate data better. Mm-hmm. And that's why the collaboration with banks will work very well going forward, because then we're able to serve some of their SME customers who actually have current accounts with them, savings accounts, forex deals, all of that, but are not able to get that financing because these SMEs do not have collateral. Mm. We're able to analyze them with the help of such institutions, and we already have a partnership with a global bank
okay.
in Singapore, and we close to 20 to 25% of our disbursements to SMEs come from that bank's customers. So together, we're better able to serve what we call the underserved customer. It's really not eating into a pie, but expanding the pie itself.
So you're doing the bank's work for them?
In a way, and helping their customers stay loyal to them.
Okay, fair enough, fair enough. Series B funding round raised 20.5 million, am mm-hmm. I right? Could you tell us a little bit more about what you're going to be doing with the latest funds that was raised?
Sure. I think this was a milestone in our growth path, and we're very proud to have FMO, which mm-hmm. is a AAA rated, one of the very few AAA rated banks globally as part of the Series B round. Most of these funds will be used to drive a lot of tech innovation, okay. a lot of data analytics, because our entire business depends on data.
For sure, yes.
And then the second use of this money would be to expand to newer markets. The centers of excellence will be in Singapore, and there would be satellite offices fully functional in two more countries, at least by the end of this year, which is Indonesia and Vietnam.
Okay. Listening to what you're offering in terms of the P2P lending industry, I would imagine it appeals to a lot of new business owners, you know, because you have a lot of the new generation that come out and they want to be their own boss. What is the scale of this peer-to-peer lending industry? I mean, which markets are doing better? Where does Singapore stand against them?
Well, firstly, I think this is not just for the new business owners.
Sure.
We have folks who are 10 years, 15 years in business with us, and then they're growing, and then we come as a provider of capital to them.
Okay.
And on your question on how this market is growing, massively, I think this is growing at almost 500 to 600% year on year. The markets like China, like UK, like US have taken a leap. Mm-hmm. They've been in this kind of a business since 2005. Singapore is relatively nascent and new, but we've seen exponential growth in Singapore itself as we continue to provide these SMEs with an alternative form of financing.
Because I want to see if I can tap your expertise on what went wrong in China, because in a span of 2 years, space of 2 years, China's peer-to-peer lending industry shrunk by 85%. I mean, estimates say that half of China's online P2P platforms disappeared last year, and they're expecting 70% of those that are remaining to be out of business by the end of this year. What caused this meltdown? What do you think went wrong for them?
You know, like in any industry, there is an exponential volcanic growth. And if it's not regulated in the right manner, if the players that come in and you're dealing with money,
sure.
so you would have to have proper regulations in place, fit in proper management criteria. I think what went wrong in China is it was allowed to really scale up too fast, too big. And the right regulations were not put in place. And therefore, a lot of retail investors lost money, which was unfortunate. And that's one of the reasons when Validus started, we only worked with the credit investors because we understand that, you know, credit investors, they, while they're a difficult sell, once they start believing in the product, they do their own due diligence as well. Which platform will they go into? In China, for example, you had a lot of Ponzi schemes, and this was coming. I mean, people could see that if you have thousands of platforms, it really doesn't work, you know, and the exponential unregulated growth in a way created this downfall as we see it. But we've had MAS and OJK in Indonesia become very responsible. We are fully MAS compliant. We have a capital market services license. And I think this is going to help the industry in countries like Singapore, in Indonesia, and going forward to be, you know, not repeat the China story.
All right. Thank you so much for your time this morning. We've been chatting with Vikas Nahata, co-founder and executive chairman of Validus Capital. We've been talking about the peer-to-peer lending industry.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.